I knew it was coming when he averted his eyes and faced the ground. He leaned awkwardly, his left shoulder angled toward me in that way I'd come to recognize. But I only realized that it'd be different this time when he explained himself. I'm sorry. I have to do this. I'm your oppressor. I had no time to react. He fisted my ponytail and shoved my face into the floor. The corner of my glasses hit first. The lens shattered and glass pierced into my eyelid. My first thought was, but my beauty! Memories flooded. An awkward boy at a party, glancing at me from a distance, pacing and drinking and finally leaving, unable to work up the nerve to speak to me. A man on the train, watching me through the window's reflection, proud of his stealth. I sometimes used to wake my ex-boyfriend in the morning, demanding that he go buy us soy milk. In the second it took him to put on his masculine face, I'd see his surprise and genuine gratitude that he could have someone like me. I remembered how he'd call me a goddess, pretending not to mean it. How they all annoyed me with their mindless adoration. They didn't know me. And now, they wouldn't want to. There was a struggle. He slammed me into a street post, from which I managed to detach a one-way sign. I swung it hard against the side of his face, knocking him against the brick wall. As I drew it back, ready to strike again, the bastard started talking. With impeccable logic, he proved that I should not kill him. His argument was flawless, perfectly deduced from mutual first principles. He always did this. I remembered the time I came to him with a proof for why Eyes Wide Shut was Kubrick's best film. Offhandedly, he used a Borel isomorphism to show me why Barry Lyndon was better. He'd never been violent before this night, but his incessant intellectual cruelty had hardly been more bearable. But this night, he gave me too much credit. Yes, he was right. I should not kill him. But for this moment, I would not care. This moment, I would not be a woman of reason. I drove the edge of the one-way sign into his neck. It was too dull, it wouldn't pierce his skin at first. So I jammed it in harder, basking in the psychotic mania of the moment, laughing at the sight of his bulging eyes. Until finally, like a popping pimple, it penetrated. His blood squirted onto mine, gushing from my eye, and joined with the mixture of tears and mascara dripping down my upper lip. I heard the rusting metal displace fluid in his neck, followed by the crush of his spine. Finally, slicing through the whole of his neck, the force of my stab struck the brick wall his body rested against. On impact, the wall reversed my blow's direction. The force traveled in waves across the sign's surface until it reached my hands, and I was propelled into the sky. As my body flew, it grew. I rose higher, higher by the moment, as wind rages down against me with equal force.